You are locked into Locked On Badgers on a Monday, and Jim Leonard is still a Wisconsin Badger. He is still the defensive coordinator at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. That's all you got to know about this episode as we get into it. My name is Asher Lowe. I am the site editor at Badgers Wire, a play-by-play broadcaster for Badger sports, including basketball, football, volleyball. But most importantly, I am your host right here on the Locked On Badgers podcast, bringing you the insider student perspective, filled with stats, special guests, and all things Badger sports. Probably the most frequent guest I ever have on this show is here on a Monday. Ben Kenny joins me in just a sec. But first, make sure you are following Locked On Badgers on Twitter at Locked On Badgers and following me at ALOW_33 for all of the updates about the show. Make sure you follow us on Spotify, subscribe on Apple, drop a review on Apple, all that good stuff that helps the podcast grow. Today's episode, we are talking Jim Leonard staying as a Badger. I'm doing a State of the Basketball program with Ben Stevens, Big Ten Ben of the Locked On Big Ten podcast for tomorrow's episode. So if you're wondering where the basketball is, it's all coming in one big episode tomorrow with Ben Stevens on Tuesday. So stay tuned for that. But today it's all about Jim Leonard. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the game. Use the code Locked On, LOCKEDON, all caps, no spaces, for $20 off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Ben Kenny, welcome back.
Asher, it's great to be here again. I want to start off with an apology because I hinted on Twitter. I kind of teased that we would be doing this episode, Jim Leonard returning in full Wisconsin football gear, as our great, I don't know, Twitter troll, if you will, Corey Behnke, Packers reporter, does his shows in football gloves. But I don't have any football gloves. I don't even have a wearable helmet. Do I know why? Because I don't play. I don't play on the team. I'm a fan. I have a jersey. I have a shirt. I don't have Wisconsin Badger football gloves that I wear during my radio show. So I want to start off by saying I'm sorry because I teased that we would do it. Then I really realized that I don't own any of the gear.
So you don't own gloves and a helmet and pads to wear during your live shows?
I wish I own shoulder pads. I wish I had the pants, the cleats, everything, because one of the biggest Philly legends in the world is the shoulder pad guy that wears a full uniform to every game, full face paint.
Raiders have a similar guy, the Violator.
Yeah, the like absolute legend. I've seen him at every game, but no, I don't have shoulder pads. I don't have gloves and I don't have a wearable helmet.
So
I would put a jersey on.
Put on a helmet. I saw it on Twitter. I think you were trying to put on a helmet, but it was too small. What was the deal? Or had a bar in the middle of it? You're trying to wear a helmet for this live show. It's not live, actually. But it's recorded. But we're live together right now on Zoom. You're going to have a helmet on Zoom. You don't have that helmet on. What's the issue with it?
Well, it's a replica helmet, as most normal fans would have for a team. So there's a bar in the middle that kind of restricts you from putting it on. While I would have loved to put it on, to quote tweet this guy who, first of all, said that whoever chooses Madison over Green Bay is making suspect life choices. Yeah. Like, come on. You're wearing gloves on a podcast.
By the way, I forgot to introduce Ben. Ben is my coworker at Badgers Wire. If you guys don't know, BadgersWire.com, USA Today Sports. Ben and I work at the site covering Wisconsin basketball and football together. And he's also a frequent guest on Locked On Badgers. Follow him on Twitter at BenZKenny. Talking about Corey Behnke for a sec. That's probably the only Corey Behnke talk we'll ever have in the history of the Locked On Badgers podcast. But as a whole group, the Packer bloggers, I said on Twitter, they're interesting. I'll just leave it at that. I'm just here so I don't get fined, really. They're interesting. I'll leave it at that. Packer bloggers, interesting group of guys. Jim Leonard stays at Wisconsin and made the Packer bloggers very mad.
The only thing that I really had trouble with was after Jim Leonard decided to stay at Wisconsin, which we'll get into, they went to Twitter and they went to their podcast saying, he was wasting our time. Why is he even interviewing if he's not going to leave Wisconsin? Which is one of the stupidest takes you can have around the whole situation. He's testing the water. He's young. He was seeing what's out there. The Packers would be a great fit for him, but he decided in the end that he wanted to return to his alma mater, Wisconsin, continue to lead the great defense that they have. So the whole thing about why is he wasting our time? Why to even interview? Shut up. I'm done with all of that.
I mean, have you ever gone out for a job? Person saying that, whoever that person is, probably all the Packer bloggers, wouldn't be surprised. They're interesting. Like I said, not going to say any more words than that. Don't want to get fined. Have you ever gone out for a job? Have you ever like done a job interview and said to yourself, well, maybe if I got this job, it'd be interesting, but I do want to learn more about the company. I'm not sold to it. I'm not locked in. If I get the job, great. It's a great option for me. I'm not 100% going to take it. How is that disrespectful?
It's not.
Way, shape, or form. I mean, we're still humans looking for jobs. It's not just because you're an NFL defensive coordinator or a college defensive coordinator doesn't mean you're not a human trying to get a different job or a pay raise or an upgrade for yourself. If you don't feel like it's a better job for you and your family, who in the world would make that decision then?
Yeah, I don't think anybody has any right to be mad at Jim Leonard. Obviously, you could be disappointed if you're a Packer fan.
Of course. Who's the guy that got the guy that was 31st overall in total defense last
year?
Yeah,
he was the esteemed defensive coordinator of the 0-16 Detroit Lions in the day.
Perfect. Joe Barry is his name, the brand new Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator. But back to Jim Leonard, I think people were expecting him to be a front runner the second we found out this was a job that he was in the running for. Everyone kind of expected him to be at the front of the list. Why? Well, it's pretty obvious. He's one of the best defensive coordinators in the country, if not the best defensive coordinator in the country, has done more with less every single year at Wisconsin. No matter what the Wisconsin offense is doing, you can count on an elite top five defense in the country, not the conference, in the country under Jim Leonard. He's also a Badger for life. He's a guy that played safety in the NFL for 10 years, but only got there because of what Wisconsin gave to him as a walk-on. So Jim Leonard is a Badger through and through. I think you'll see Jim Leonard take a different job than Wisconsin Badgers defensive coordinator at some point in his career. One of the most likely jobs just might be Wisconsin Badgers head coach.
Yeah, we were talking about that on my radio show today. I mean, he's football young. He's 38. And we also brought up the whole Nick Saban from LSU, where he could have been the guy there forever, goes to the NFL, gets fired or leaves, goes to Alabama, and now he's Nick Saban. Like, he's really, really football young. He's only been coaching at Wisconsin for 5 years. Like, this is a jump. He could make it now. He has the talent. You know, he's an amazing coach. Could easily go to Green Bay and have success. But, I mean, in my opinion, I don't really see the point of rushing it, where he has great security at Wisconsin. He went here. He understands the program. I mean, I wrote a piece today. He was speaking in December saying, like, the culture's different everywhere. I know what it's like here. I know what I can do. I know what I'm expected to do. And really just praising the Wisconsin program. So he will take another job eventually. I think he has the front runner to be the next Paul Christ if he were to ever move on. But even if he takes a job in the NFL, I mean, he's 38. He's young. Like, I don't know why everyone thought it needed to be now.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. He's really young. He's taking his family into consideration. As Tom Oates, who broke all this news in the first place, the great Tom Oates, the legendary Tom Oates at the Wisconsin State Journal, broke all this stuff and was saying that the family decision was at the front of Jim Leonard's mind. What made his family happier? And clearly, that was to stay in the much better city when comparing the two of Madison, Wisconsin. This was a big win for all those Madison, Wisconsin Badger fans that, or whether it be students that go there, whatever it be, that aren't Packer fans, because there's a lot of them. I have a lot of them follow me on Twitter. Also, there's a lot of the other side. There's a lot of Packer and Badger fans that are both. And it was a big win for the Badger fans that aren't Packer fans squad, of which you and I both fall into that category. And I don't dislike the Green Bay Packers, guys. I have nothing against the Packers. I actually wanted the Packers to be in the Super Bowl. I was rooting for them against the Bucks, but it's kind of funny because the Packers kind of think they're entitled. Their fans are rather entitled. I'm not going to lie. Their fans are a little bit, and I don't want to upset my base too much here, but their fans are a little bit like, we're better than we actually are sometimes. And the history is there. Yeah. But I feel like there's this idea of how can you turn down the great Green Bay Packers, like the lore of the name, what that name means. Well, it's pretty simple how we turned it down. We've already broken into it.
Yeah, I was actually looking at a video clip of someone who covers the Packers reacting to Joe Barry signing as the defensive coordinator. And he started by saying Jim Leonard was the front runner. He turned it down. And then he kind of went into this voice where he was like, you know, that really never happens to us. Like, no one ever turns a job with the Packers down. But if you really look at the situation holistically, first of all, we're in a pandemic right now. Uprooting your family and moving, it is across the state, but kind of uprooting your whole life and going somewhere else during this time, would be really challenging.
One other aspect of this is that he has the best class, and we've talked about this a lot on Locked On Badgers, and we've talked to the guys in this class a lot on Locked On Badgers. The class of 2021, the best class coming in that Jim Leonard, that the program has ever had rankings-wise, and I do think it will pan out to be, if not the best, one of the best classes in Wisconsin football history on the field. That's a huge consideration for him when he was huge in recruiting these guys. Every single guy you talk to on the defense, first name they're going to say is Jim Leonard. I wanted to play for Jim Leonard. You know, I was amazed by Jim Leonard in recruiting. His story, the grind to get to where he got to, playing 10 years in the NFL, NFL experience, Badger experience. Everybody immediately goes to Jim Leonard as the dude. There's other guys that are huge in recruiting too. Bobby April being one of them on the defensive side that I hear get mentioned a lot. But Jim Leonard is a recruiting beast and is bringing in the best class ever. You don't think he wants to see that pan out on the field under his leadership?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, especially, first of all, you could just look at what he did in 2020 alone, because we know in 2019 he had NFL Zach Bond, Chris Orr, both playing in the NFL. In 2020, his defense was near the top of the country in a lot of important metrics. They obviously had some poor showings, but they were great at pressuring the quarterback. They allowed under 40% completion rate on throws down the field, 2 yards a carry outside the tackles, all that without, you know, the household names that Badger fans are probably, you know, used to watching. Now, Jack Sanborn will become that, but they didn't have the first team all Big Ten defensive guys. So now, like, we know everything he could do. Now you bring in top recruits to play in that system. I agree. I think he wants to see that pan out and see what they could do. Especially, I mean, the offense is getting better. The defense is getting better. They both kind of go hand in hand. I do think that played into it. Also, not to mention, like, we're in a pandemic. So it's hard for him to uproot his family, and they're moving across the state. But it's hard for anybody to kind of uproot your whole life and move, like, during the time we're living in now.
Not saying this is his main objective here, but to stay at Wisconsin as the defensive coordinator and versus going to the NFL, money is always a consideration with all these things, obviously. The money wasn't actually different, and from what I looked at, could have been less in Green Bay based on his experience or lack thereof. Not that he doesn't have a great experience, but lack thereof in terms of NFL experience, which is really how they determine a lot of these salaries. He actually could have been making, in the end, less money to go to Green Bay than to stay in Madison. So you might think NFL, more money immediately off the top of your head, that's more money, professional, whatever. It's actually, it could have been less. It was definitely not more or considerably more to go the NFL route. So that's an interesting consideration right there as well. We'll get right back to this Jim Leonard talk in a sec. And maybe do a little bit of, maybe just sneak in a little bit of crying about Wisconsin basketball as well. Today's episode is brought to you by betonline.ag, the one name that Locked On trusts in the betting market. Betonline.ag has every single line you could imagine. Great live lines. We got NCAA basketball in full swing. March Madness betting is going to be off the chain. Super Bowl just happened. I'm sure you either made or lost on that. So either you're building on those winnings or trying to get some of that back. Don't chase, though. Don't be dumb. Bet smart. And you can ride the NBA nightly, ride college basketball nightly, all on betonline.ag. Of course, there's also futures. Super Bowl 2022 odds, I should say, just came out on betonline.ag. The Chiefs are plus 550. Favorites right off the bat. Next best, your Green Bay Packers, tied with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at plus 900. Best part is you can go to betonline.ag right now. Put in the code LOCKEDON, promo code LOCKEDON, all caps, no spaces. Promo code locked on, and they will give you a 50% welcome bonus on your initial deposit. BetOnline.ag, the place that we trust here at the Locked On Podcast Network for all of your betting needs. Also, make sure you check out Locked On Today, the brand new show from Peter Bukowski, host of Locked On Packers. A lot of Packers stuff here in the ads today. Locked On Today is the best place to go to get daily sports news wherever you get your podcasts. 10 to 15 minute episodes, really short, but all the biggest stories of the day, all sports, all the biggest stories. Start your day as a sports fan at Locked On Today with Peter Bukowski, host of Locked On Packers. Ben, we're back to Jim Leonard, talk a little bit here. Then we're going to get into some basketball to close it out. Just talk a little basketball because, like I said to the listeners, tomorrow, Tuesday's episode with Ben Stevens, different Ben, both great, different Bens. We will talk all basketball all the time, talking Wisconsin and the state of the program on Locked On Big Ten and on Locked On Badgers. Other takeaways from Packers media? Anything else that that jumped out at you that was hilariously funny, sad, entertaining?
Yeah, I can tell you a story in two tweets. This is my favorite thing to come out of it. So this is February 2nd, 10 a.m., when Leonard pretty much was named one of the favorites. Tweet says, "Do we really want to experiment with an unproven college coach? We are a, all caps, premier NFL team. Seems better to hire someone who understands pro players."
That's what I'm saying. That's
that. You'll never – still gloves guy. Second tweet, February 6th, after Jim Leonard decides to stay, "Anyone who chooses Wisconsin Badgers football, all caps, over Green Bay Packers football is already making suspect life choices." He continues to note that the city of Green Bay is far superior to the city of Madison.
Suspect life choices. It goes far beyond football. He's making some suspect life choices. If you
says, don't want Green Bay
to play for the most elite of the elite of the elite sports franchises in the history of the world, you are making some suspect life choices. What? Imagine if they were actually the Patriots. Like, imagine if they had won. Like, then what would we get? Because it's already out of control.
I probably wouldn't
be if they were actually winning Super Bowls every year.
I wouldn't go to school in this state.
You would have not selected Wisconsin, even applied, if this team had won four Super Bowls in the decade.
Most likely, I have half of my family is from Boston. I understand, unfortunately, what it's like to be talked down to by them pretty much every single week when I talk about football. I probably would have made different life choices. Remember, this is Gloves Guy talking about suspect life choices. My case is rested.
The case is rested. Jim Leonard's back. One thing I loved about this, too, is the players reacting. Every single player. I think it was like there were some like relief tweets. Like Braylon was like had that little like face, that emoji where it's like you look kind of relieved, like wiping the sweat off. And Braylon Allen, that is, who's the 2021 safety, signed in this class, going to be a great duo with Hunter Waller in the 2021 class. Two of the hardest hitting guys Wisconsin's ever had, and they're going to both come in the same group. Other guys as well reacting, of course. And this comes after Wisconsin has lost some pieces on the coaching staff as well. This would have been a huge loss. I don't want to speculate too much about the what ifs, but if this had gone differently and Jim Leonard decides to leave, I'm sounding the alarm bells, to be honest.
I mean, number one with recruiting, because I mean, we've seen it at other schools when there's a coach there and he brings in pretty much a number of recruits, a recruiting class, and then he leaves. It's likely that those recruits will then leave as well, because like they were going, we talked about it, going to the school partly because of him. I mean, and then going into every game. I mean, I'm sounding the alarm bells pretty much in every respect. In my opinion, and this is debatable, but in my opinion, he's the most important person behind Barry Alvarez to the Wisconsin football program right now.
But Barry Alvarez won't let us wear black jerseys. I don't think he's a little ahead of him, actually.
The most important.
Jim Leonard, I think Jim Leonard's on board with black jerseys. That's complete speculation. I don't have any insider sources on that. But he's a cool young guy. He's hip. Ben, we're going to come back to finish this out with quick words on Wisconsin and Illinois. Very quick thoughts. But also, I want to know, if you had to wear one piece of football clothing for every single radio show, et cetera, every the rest of your life, would it be gloves? What would it be? Don't tell me right now. Tell me in just a sec. We're going to come back with that. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in all of the land. They sent us a variety box, and man, every single flavor I tried was money. These things are the best combination of taste and nutritional value I've ever had in my life, and I'm not just saying that. I eat one after every single workout. 180, 170 calories-ish a bar, about 18 to 20 grams of protein, 4 grams of sugar, amazing flavors such as mint chocolate chip cookie, banana nut bread, all the good stuff. We got caramel delight, brownie, all the flavors I tried in that box. Carrot cake with walnut doesn't sound amazing, but it actually is. Every single flavor I tried in that box was awesome. And if you go to BuiltBar.com right now, use the code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, all caps, no spaces, you will get $20 off your next order at BuiltBar.com. All right, Ben, the garment that you would wear, whether it be gloves, whether it not be gloves. So we have Glove Guy. You would be?
I'm heavily internally debating. I love Jonathan Taylor's, what is it, Louis Vuitton mouth guard, even though you couldn't talk with it.
Do you even talk?
That would be next level.
Yeah, you can't talk.
No. couldn't talk, but I'm a big fan of, Jamal Adams. I'm a big fan of Jamal Adams, just all of his arms. He has like the armbands on his elbow. He has some brace on his muscle, you know, finger tape. I don't know. I would say eye black because I'm a baseball guy and I was the eye black guy.
That'd be great. The Louis Vuitton mouthguard would flex because you'd have to just like pop it out every time you talk. So everyone would know like, man, he's wearing a Louis Vuitton mouthguard. You're popping that out every time.
Yeah. And if we're doing power rankings though of gear to wear, gloves would come in second to last in front of a jock strap.
I would go with, I'm a basketball player, guys, as you know, if you listen to this show, not a football player. So I'm going with a basketball accessory, the classic basketball accessory that you don't know if it does anything, but man, when someone walks into the gym with this, you either think they're a complete tool or they don't miss shots. The shooter sleeve, just vintage, keeps the arm warm. I would wear it on both arms. Love the NBA brand logo shooter sleeves. Those are awesome. I had one in a youth size and it still didn't fit my little noodle arm for 10 years of playing basketball. It always came off, like during games would be like floppy, but hey, it's a nice accessory.
Hand up, my hands up. I was a shooter sleeve guy.
Speaking of shooting, it's a beautiful segue. A team that couldn't do it were the Wisconsin Badgers on Saturday. I think that I'm going to get into this tomorrow, guys. I'm going to break this all down tomorrow on the show. I think that, and you know, if you listen to this show, I don't state this very often. I don't blame it on this almost ever. But a large portion of the Illinois loss and why the score looked the way it did for most of the game was the inability to make perimeter shots. Like there were open looks, good looks, that Wisconsin just didn't make. 0 for 9 in the first half from 3, when 7 of those were really good looks. You make 3 of those, you're right in the game. You're right in the game. Not saying they would have won the game. I don't think they would have. And that's for different reasons that I'll get into tomorrow why they didn't win the game. But they would have stayed in the game, made it very close, had a chance to win it. It's just a few perimeter shots went down. I mean, they were ice cold. It's why college basketball is so brutal. One game scenarios in March, something like that can happen to you, especially with this new weird gym in Indianapolis they're going to be playing in. Who knows how they're going to shoot in there?
Yes and no. Their shooting played a big role, but I think it all stemmed from them just getting absolutely manhandled on the glass and them being unable to defend Illinois consistently. Even when in the second half they started to hit a couple shots, they cut it to 8 points, they couldn't stop Coburn and they couldn't contain Dosunmu up top. So when that happens, what do you need to do? Hit pretty much every three to stay in the game. So I think for a team that prides itself on defense and prides itself on fundamental basketball, to get pretty much manhandled like they did on the glass, on defense, then that's when you need to hit every shot. So I think it starts on the defensive end and it starts on the glass. And then you go to the shooting and say, yeah, if they hit those shots, it would have been a game. But you can't beat a team like Illinois getting out rebounded by 26.
A large part of that, they would have gotten rebounded anyway, but 26 happened because of the bricks. I mean, that kind of goes hand in hand a little bit. Still would have been out rebounded, but it wouldn't have been as bad as 26. The other thing, you're totally right about Kofi, best player on the floor, I thought, in this game. Io was right there with him. But that's the thing. Greg Gard said it after the game. The best two players, he said this, not me. I'm going to agree with it. The best two players on the floor were Io Dosunmu and Kofi Coburn. Those two guys will be in the NBA next year. Like I told you before the season on this show, Illinois is a better basketball team than Wisconsin. It's pretty simple. When it comes down to it, Illinois has the best two players, and they will have the best two players in any game these teams play. Io and Kofi are better than anybody on the Badgers. That's the hard truth. It's not a diss. It's not going after anybody. A lot of it is physical gifts that make those guys have a higher ceiling than other Wisconsin players. Io has worked his absolute butt off to get this good. He wasn't like this 2 years ago. He's improved so many aspects of his game, his vision, his distance shooting. Everything about his game offensively has gotten better. His defense was always solid and has stayed solid. Kofi's gotten better at the rim. He's gotten smarter. He's a better free throw shooter. A lot of things have gotten better with those two guys, but at the end of the day, they have gifts that Wisconsin players simply don't have this year, that most players in the country, it's not about Wisconsin players, most players in the country don't have some of the gifts that a guy like Kofi or Io can have. Those two players are the best players on the floor. When you have the two best players on the floor, it takes something pretty special to win, even in a one-game scenario. This is Locked On Badgers. We would wear shooter sleeves, and Ben, you would wear?
JT's Louis mouthguard.
That's right, Louis mouthguard. And shooter sleeves, no gloves. We're JT's mouth guard guy and shooter sleeve guy on this show, not glove guy. And Jim Leonard is staying with us on this show. Jim Leonard is the defensive coordinator at the Wisconsin Badgers football program. Still, thank God, thank Barry Alvarez, who is God. And Wisconsin basketball is struggling. We'll get into more about that tomorrow on Tuesday's episode with Ben Stevens. This is Locked On Badgers, as always, on Wisconsin. See you tomorrow.